Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
On Tuesday evening, President Trump's State of the Union address capped what's been an amazing 2 weeks in terms of religious liberty and school choice. It all began on January 22nd with the Espinosa hearing at the United States Supreme Court. As I said in an earlier broadcast, it was the culmination of a 12-year effort by the Montana Family Foundation to bring school choice to Montana, and I was privileged to be in the courtroom for this historic case. At issue was whether or not religiously discriminatory language in 37 state constitutions that had its root in anti-Catholic bias would be allowed to stand. Our side won 2 district court decisions and lost at the Montana Supreme Court before the United States Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said this was an extremely important case, so important, in fact, that the United States government filed an amicus brief in support of our position, and the United States Solicitor General argued on our behalf during the hearing. After listening to the arguments, the attorneys present all agreed that we stand a good chance of winning this case. The only question would be how broadly the court will rule. We should have a decision sometime in late spring. 1 week later, we were back in Montana just in time to celebrate National School Choice Week with a rally at the Yellowstone County Courthouse in Billings. Hundreds of students, parents, and teachers turned out to celebrate the idea that every student should be free to find a school that perfectly fits their individual learning style. The roughly 2,000 kids who drop out of Montana schools every year might stay in school and graduate if they could find a school that better fits their interests. Be it homeschool, private school, public school, charter school, or magnet school, we believe every child should be able to find their perfect educational fit. It's time to acknowledge the fact that a one-size-fits-all education system just doesn't work for every child. It's time to create options and then give students and parents the resources to access those options so that every child has a chance to succeed. Those gathered at the rally got to hear remarks from Senator Steve Daines, Congressman Greg Gianforte, and Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnson, all of whom are strong proponents of school choice. The highlight of the rally was a speech by Evelyn Mackey, a sixth grader at Grace Montessori, who spoke of her love for learning to the cheers of everyone present. All of this set the stage for Tuesday when President Trump once again promoted school choice in his State of the Union address. Over the course of several minutes, the president spoke of the need for every student to have a choice in education. He then introduced Janiyah Davis, a fourth grader from Philadelphia, who was on a waiting list for a scholarship because her single mom working 2 jobs could not afford to send her to private school. The Davis's dream came true when they were awarded an opportunity scholarship right there in the chamber of the United States House of Representatives. School choice is an idea whose time has come, and we won't stop until every child finds their perfect educational fit. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.